yo, sometimes bad things happen. It's crazy, man. Sometimes it just hits the fan. And a lot of us tend to get frustrated and get bitter. You know what I'm saying? But instead we should be turning to God and praying, because He's the one who truly can change the situation around us. You know what I mean? You've been a good employee, but your boss is a jerk. You've been trying your hardest, but he don't like your work. Every day is drudgery, you feel unappreciated. Get yelled for no reason, got you frustrated. One day you just hate it cause he stressed you out. He got you so mad that you cursed him out. Now you's unemployed, you lost your income, but your rent is due at the end of the month. The landlord ain't trying to hear none of your reasons. He said if you won't see the money, you'll be out in the streets. But you gotta buy groceries to feed the family. If you miss this payment, they call a collection agency. Your bill's piling up, but you go down. You attempt to pray, but keep wondering if there is a God. So you look at the sky with tears in your eyes, calling on God, but He seems too far. It's gonna be a little longer and your pain will end. If you trust in God, never trust in man. He will never forsake you, He won't leave your fam. He will make a way where there is no way. It's gonna be a little longer and your pain will end. If you trust in God, never trust in man. He will never forsake you, He won't leave your fam. He will make a way where there is no way. You've been a faithful wife, you take care of the household, a Christian woman trying to follow the Lord. You've been going to church on a weekly basis. You've seen God's hand in many tough situations. Use the light and the darkness to people around you. Even strangers notice something different about you. But you got this news, first you couldn't believe this. For the past 2 years your husband been cheating. He would say he'd be going on business trips, but in reality he drove to other women's cribs. Had mad affairs on the DL, then blew his cover. Then he picked up his stuff and moved out. You kept asking yourself, what happened to me? Was I good enough? Did I make him leave? You keep calling on God, but don't get no reply. You don't know why, all you do is cry. It's gonna be a little longer and your pain will end. If you trust in God, never trust in man. He will never forsake you, He won't leave your fam. He will make a way where there is no way. It's gonna be a little longer and your pain will end. If you trust in God, never trust in man. He will never forsake you, He won't leave your fam. He will make a way where there is no way. You're only 16, but you look 21. Never knew father's love, so you look for love. Grown men notice that and they pay for love. You did this one dude, you got your Dolce Gabbana. You did another one and they got you a Prada. You love to get things and you like the attention. You be giving them sex with no protection. But the test came positive, you got an HIV. You was like, oh no, this can't be for real. You thought it happened to other people, wouldn't happen to you. But there's consequences for everything you do. But there's hope in God, even in your state. He still loves and cares, but you need to repent. It's gonna be a little longer and your pain will end. If you trust in God, never trust in man. He will never forsake you, He won't leave your fam. He will make a way where there is no way. It's gonna be a little longer and your pain will end. If you trust in God, never trust in man. He will never forsake you, He won't leave your fam. He will make a way where there is no way.
Yeah, I know that God can make a way where there is no way. He's able to forgive you, to deliver you, and change the situation that you got yourself into, you know what I mean? Yeah, man.